Welcome back to this special edition of Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us on this final program of Dateline Washington for the year 2008. We'll be back with you tomorrow on New Year's Day 2009 with a more comprehensive look back at 2008, including an amazing year in politics, the year in a very volatile economy, as well as a review of perhaps the most significant Supreme Court decision to come down in 2008. So please plan to be with us tomorrow on New Year's Day for all of that. Earlier in this program, we examined 2008 in terms of our progress in the war on terror. And for the past couple of segments, we've been remembering the famous faces from all walks of life that left us in the year 2008. We now finish those remembrances by looking at the world of music.
Oh, dearly gone on Nanny Go, to make a pretty baby a Sunday Go. Oh, dearly gone on.
Blues guitar legend Bo Diddley took his final bow in 2008. The man who found fans in all generations and influenced countless of musicians died in June at the age of 79.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
Isaac Hayes had one of the most soulful voices around. His theme from the 1970s cult classic film Shaft will always be his most famous work. Hayes died suddenly while exercising in his home back in August at the age of 65.
Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders.
Country music lost another pioneer in 2008, Eddie Arnold, who sang the hugely popular Make the World Go Away and was an Opry staple for generations, died back in May at the age of 89.
We don't need no education. We don't need.
Richard Wright was a founding member of the 70s punk band Pink Floyd. He died in September at the age of 65.
So tonight I lie, the stars.
Jeff Healey found his way to musical stardom despite dealing with blindness. Most famous for his hit song Angel Eyes, Healey passed away in March. He was just 41 years old. We also lost three very famous writers in 2008. Arthur C. Clarke gave us one of the first great science fiction films. It was really his novel 2001, A Space Odyssey, that became a fan favorite and eventually became a motion picture hit thanks to the film by Stanley Kubrick. Clarke died in March at the age of 90. You can thank Michael Crichton for the story of Jurassic Park. His work became a box office smash for Steven Spielberg and spawned multiple sequels. Crichton also penned several environmental thrillers and also helped to create the TV hit ER. Crichton died in November at age 66. Studs Terkel also died this year at the age of 96. Terkel's career spanned seven decades and included stints in television and a long career in radio. However, he became best known for his left-leaning political writings as well as books on jazz, the Great Depression, and other topics. In other arenas, heiress and socialite Sonny von Bülow was at the center of one of the most sensational trials of the past 30 years. In the early 1980s, she slipped into a coma from which she never awoke. Her husband Klaus was originally convicted of trying to murder her with an insulin overdose, but he was later exonerated on appeal. Von Bülow died in December at age 76. And as we wrap up the list of famous people who lost their lives in 2008, we finish with a man who worked for decades to prolong life. Pioneering heart surgeon Michael DeBakey came up with innovations that made open heart surgery possible, and he greatly helped to advance the treatments and technology for those suffering from heart disease. DeBakey died in July at the age of 99, less than 2 months shy of what would have been his 100th birthday. So as we forge ahead into 2009, let us take the time to remember those figures who helped to shape our world, as well as those not-so-famous people, family members, friends, and colleagues who died in 2008 and leave a void in our lives. And of course, we remember the men and women of our armed forces who passed away this year in the defense of our freedoms all around the world. That wraps up this special year-end edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus, reminding you to join us on the web 24 hours a day for the latest on Dateline Washington. That address, dateline.radioamerica.org. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us on this special year-end edition of Dateline Washington. And please join us again next time in 2009 for the next Dateline Washington.